The reading for June 18 starts with Joshua 19 and 20. The second allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their homeland was surrounded by Judah's territory. Simeon's homeland included Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazar-Shul, Bala, Ezem, Eltalad, Bethel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth-Markaboth, Hazar-Susa, Beth-Laboah, and Sharuhin. 13 towns with their surrounding villages. It also included Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Eshan. 4 towns with their villages, including all the surrounding villages as far as Baalath-Beer, also known as Ramah of the Negev. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their allocation of land came from part of what had been given to Judah because Judah's territory was too large for them. So the tribe of Simeon received an allocation within the territory of Judah. The land given to Zebulun. The third allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun. The boundary of Zebulun's homeland started at Sarid. From there it went west, going past Marlah, touching Debesheth, and proceeding to the brook east of Jokneam. In the other direction, the boundary went east from Sarid to the border of Kislath Tabor, and from there to Deberath and up to Japhia. Then it continued east to Gath Hepher, Eth Kazan, and Rimmon, and turned toward Nea. The boundary of Zebulun passed Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iphtahel. The towns in these areas included Katath, Nahlal, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Zebulun included these towns and their surrounding villages. The land given to Issachar. The fourth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Issachar. Its boundaries included the following towns: Jezreel, Kesaloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbath, Kishion, Ebez, Ramath, and Ganem, Inhada, and Beth Pazaz. The boundaries also touched Dabor, Shahazuma, Beth Shemesh, ending at the Jordan River, 16 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribes of Issachar included these towns and their surrounding villages. The land given to Asher. The fifth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Asher. Its boundaries included the towns Helkath, Hali Betan, Akshaf, Alam Melech, Amid, and Mishael. The boundary of the west touched Carmel and Shehur Libnath. Then it turned east toward Beth Dagon and ran as far as Zebulun in the valley of Iphtahel, going north to Beth Emek and Neil. Then it continued north to Kabal, Abdon, Rehob, Haman, Kanath, as far as Greater Sidon. Then the boundary turned towards Ramah and the fortress of Tyre, where it turned towards Hosa and came to the Mediterranean Sea. The territory also included Mehebel, Aksib, Uma, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 towns with their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Asher included these towns and their surrounding villages. The sixth allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali. Its boundaries ran from Helef, from the oak of Zanim, and extended across Adami Nekeb, Jabneel, as far as Lokum, ending at the Jordan River. The western boundary ran past Asnath Tabor, then to Hakuk, and touched the border of Zebulun in the south and the border of Asher in the west and the Jordan River on the east. The fortified towns included in this territory were Zittim, Zir, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edri, Hazor, Uran, Migdal-El, Horam, Beth-Anath, Beth-Shemesh, 19 towns and their surrounding villages. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Naphtali included these towns and their surrounding villages. The seventh allotment of land went to the clans of the tribe of Dan. The land allocated as their homeland included the following towns: Zora, Ashtel, Irshemesh, Shalabin, Ajlon, Itla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Elteka, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Benekberek, Gath Reman, Me Jerkin, Rekan, and the territory across from Joppa. But the tribe of Dan had trouble taking possession of their land, so they attacked the town of Laish, captured it, slaughtered its people, and settled there. They renamed the town Dan after their ancestor. The homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Dan included these towns and their surrounding villages. After all the land was divided among the tribes, the Israelites gave a piece of land to Joshua as his allocation, for the Lord had said he could have any town he wanted. He chose Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town. These are the territories of Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders allocated as grants of land to the tribes of Israel by casting sacred lots in the presence of the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle at Shiloh. So the division of the land was completed. 20. The Lord said to Joshua, "Now tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge as I instructed Moses. Anyone who kills another person accidentally or unintentionally can run into one of these cities. They will be places of refuge from relatives seeking revenge for the person who was killed. Upon reaching one of these cities, the one who caused the death will appear before the elders at the city gate and present his case. They must allow him to enter the city and give him a place to live among them. If the relatives of the victim come among to avenge the killing, the leaders must not release the slayer to them, for he killed the other person unintentionally and without previous hostility. But the slayer must stay in that city and be tried by the local assembly, which will render a judgment. He must continue to live in that city until the death of the high priest who was in office at the time of the accident. After that, he is free to return to his own hometown at the town from which he fled." The following cities were designated as cities of refuge: Kadesh of Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali; Shechem, in the hill country of Ephraim; Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, the hill country of Judah. On the east side of the Jordan River, across from Jericho, the following cities were designated: Bezer, in the wilderness plain of the tribe of Reuben; Ramoth in Gilead, in the territory of the tribe of Gad; and Golan in Bashan, in the land of the tribe of Manasseh. These cities were set apart for all the Israelites, as well as the foreigners living among them. Anyone who accidentally killed another person could take refuge in one of these cities. In this way, they could escape being killed in revenge prior to standing trial before the local assembly. Luke 19:28-48. After telling this story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany in the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying that colt?' just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise in heaven, peace in heaven, and glory in the highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." And he replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones on the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "Oh, I wish today that you of all people would understand the way of peace, but now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and enclose in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not accept your opportunity for salvation. Then Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people selling animals for sacrifices. He said to them, "The scriptures declare my temple will be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves." After that, he taught daily in the temple, but the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and other leaders of the people began planning how to kill him. But they could think of nothing because all the people hung on every word he said.
Psalms. I can't tell if it's working or not.
Okay, we're going with Psalms 88, 1 through 18. For the choir director, a psalm of the descendants of Korah, a song to be sung to the tune The Suffering of Affliction, the psalm of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out to you by day, I come to you at night. Now hear my prayer, listen to my cry, for my life is full of troubles, and death draws near. I am as good as dead, like a strong man with no strength left. They have left me among the dead. I lie like a corpse in the grave. I am forgotten, cut off from your care. You have thrown me into the lowest pit, into the darkest depths. Your anger weighs me down, and wave after wave you have engulfed me. You have driven my friends away by making me repulsive to them. I am in a trap with no way of escape. My eyes are blinded by my tears. Each day I beg you for help, O Lord. I lift my hands to you for mercy. Are your wonderful deeds of any use to the dead? Do the dead rise up and praise you? Can those in the grave declare of your unfailing love? Can they proclaim your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Can the darkness speak of your wonderful deeds? Can anyone in the land of right forgetfulness talk about your righteousness? O Lord, I cry out to you. I will keep on pleading day by day. O Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you turn your face from me? I have been sick and close to death since my youth. I stand helpless and desperate before your terrors. Your fierce anger has overwhelmed me. Your terrors have paralyzed me. They swirl around me like floodwaters all day long. They have engulfed me completely. You have taken away my companions and loved ones. Darkness is my closest friend. Proverbs 13:12-14. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. People who despise advice are asking for trouble. Those who respect a command will succeed. The instruction of the wise is like a life-giving fountain. Those who accept it avoid the snares of death.